We're holding on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, 10th line. The line begins Ella. We learned yesterday that the Kohen Gadol has
which to Amud?
Lamed Beis Amud Aleph.
Lamed Beis Amud Aleph.
Yeah, we learned yesterday that the Kohen Gadol has to tovel 5 times on Yom Kippur, and he has to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim 10 times. We said Gmiri, which usually means that we learn a halacha al Moshe Mitzinai, although there are some of the Mephoshim who say maybe it's not that the Tosfos Hashanim says it's more, as the Gemara is going to go on to say now, we learn from the Psukim that he has to change the how many times he has to change his clothes, and via that, since we know halacha l'moshe m'sina, that every time he changes, morning, that every time he changes, he has to put on new clothes. Every time he changes clothes, he has to tovel and be mekadesh yodav raglav. So it comes out based on the number of times that he has to change, which we're going to get to soon. That it comes out that he tovels 5 times and is mekadesh his hands and feet 10 times. So now we're going to get further into that. 10th line from the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, Tanya, we learn in a Braisa, Amar Rav Yehuda, Minayim v'chomesh tvilas v'asara kiddushin shetovel kohen gadol l'makadosh b'eva yoyim. How do we know these 5 tvilas and 10 kiddushin that kohen gadol has to do on that day of Yom Kippur? Tamad Loimah, so therefore, the Pasuk says, again, we have a Pasuk that we quoted yesterday, Vo Aaron al oil moyed, Aaron should come into the oil moyed, Ufashat this big day habad, he should take off the linen clothes, which we said it doesn't mean he actually takes them off in the oil moyed. What it means is that he goes into the oil moyed again in order to take out the kaf and machta from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then he changes his clothes back into big day zahav. And the pasuk continues, "V'rochatz es psarei b'mayim b'makom kadosh." He should wash his flesh with water in the holy place, meaning that he has to go to the mikveh. And as we said, 4 out of his 5 tefillos take place in the holy place, in the azara. The yotzav asar, and then he goes out and does the next series of korbanos. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Holamadta." So you learn from here. Shekolam hashanim avoda la'avoda. Anybody who's switching, whenever the kohen gadol is switching from one avoida to another, meaning not really from one avoida, but from one type of avoida, the type that has to be done in Big Day Zahav versus the type that has to be done in Big Day Lavan, he has to tovel, he has to tone tvila, he has to tovel in between. And since, as we're going to say soon, we have 5 series of avoidas that he has to do that day, then therefore that means he's toveling 5 times. Omar Rebbe says it somewhat differently. He uses a different pasuk. Minayim l'chomish tvilas v'asar kedushin shetovel kohen gadol makadosh b'eva yoyim. Shenema, you have an earlier pasuk at near the beginning of the parish. Ksonas bad kodesh yovash. The pasuk says you should wear a ksonas of linen. Or michnasei vad yu absorei. And he should have pants of linen on his flesh, which we said we learned earlier in the Masechta that the word al basorei comes to teach us that that's the first thing he puts on. Like when he puts them on, there's no other birkat kohona on his flesh except for those. Over avnet bad yachber, he has to gird himself, he has to tie around his waist a belt of linen. Over mitznefes bad yitznef, and with a mitznefes and he should put on his head a mitznefes of linen. Big day kodesh haim, they are holy clothes, which the Gemara is going to say, the point is those 3 words are extra. We know they're big day kodesh. We know that from earlier in the Torah. So later on, the Gemara is going to explain what we darshin from those words. And so halamata, so again, since it says that, since it says he puts them on, from here you learn, that whenever he's switching from one avoda to the other, when he's switching from one set of clothes to the other, then he has to tovel. And since the pasuk says, big day kodesh haim, they are holy clothes, that means hukshu kolam godim kolam zelazeh, means we make a hekesh between all of the clothes of the kohen, meaning another of the kohen gadol, meaning that when you think about it, this pasuk is talking about that he has to tovel before he puts on the big day lavan. How do we know also that he has to do it before he puts on the big day zahav? For that, we have the words big day kodeshim. We're going to discuss that point further on Omid Beis. And continues the Braisa. Now, this next part is according to both Rabbi Yehuda and Rebbe. The pasuk, the Braisa continues. How many avodas are there that he has to change and tovel between? The chomesh avodas. There are 5 sequences of avodah. Tomet Shal Shachar Bevigdei Zahav. First, you have the Tomet Shal Shachar and the things related to that, like we said in the Mishnah, preparing the menorah and burning the ketores and so forth. All of those take place Bevigdei Zahav. And we're going to learn later on in the Masechta some of them will soften as well. Right now, we're not getting into that level of detail. We just want to generally summarize what goes on in each of these five sets of clothes. Avoida Sayyem Bevigdei Lavan, the main avoida of Yom Kippur. The vidui on the par, the shechting of the par, the girdle on the sor l'Hashem and the sor l'Azazel, the Torah and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, etc., etc. All that takes place in Bevigdei Lavan. Tomet Shaben Eloi ve'Elo on Bevigdei Zahav. Then you have his ram and the one that Aaron or the Kohen Gadol himself pays for, and which is brought on behalf of him personally, the Eila and the one on behalf of the whole people. Those are again Bevigdei Zahav. Those take place on the outer Mizbeach. Those are Oilos. So those take place on the outer Mizbeach, like usual. Then Kafo Machta Bevigdei Lavan. Then he changes back into Bevigdei Lavan and goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and takes out Kaf and Machta that he put there earlier. And finally, Tomid Shaman Abayim Bevigdei Zahav. And the afternoon Tomid takes place again in the gold cloth. So Rebbe is saying, so again, Rebbe Yehuda had said, we learn from the pasuk later in the parasha, that he has tovel before he puts on a change of clothes. Rebbe is saying, we learn it from a pasuk earlier, where it talks about him putting on the Bevigdei Lavan, and since it says, Bevigdei Kodesh Haim, then it means that it includes the Bevigdei Zahav as well. So every time he changes from one to the other, he has to tovel. And since he has five sequences of avoda, therefore there's five changes. Next, how do we know that every time he tovels, he has to do the Kaddish Yadayim Raglayim twice, as we said, once before it and once after it? Talmud Lomar, this is therefore the pasuk says, which we said yesterday, ufoshat v'rochatz v'rochatz v'lovash. In the pasuk, or the two pasukim rather, that Rabbi Yehuda had quoted, first it says, ufoshat as big day abud, you should take off the linen clothes. Then it says, verochatz, you should wash, meaning go to the mikveh. We're going to say in a second that the word verochatz over here, according to Rebbe, does not mean toveling, it means kiddush adayim v'raglayim. So therefore, ufoshat, he takes off the clothes, verochatz, and he washes, meaning kiddush adayim v'raglayim. And then the pasuk continues, v'lovash, you should put on the clothing. Since you have the word verochatz between the two of them, then therefore we doubshin, like we said yesterday, we doubshin as if the word verochatz applied to both of them. So it means ufoshat verochatz, he has to take off the clothes and he washes, and the verochatz v'lovash, and he washes and he puts on the clothes. So we're going to see soon in the Gemara what the exact sequence is according to Rebbe. We said before that we learned yesterday that there's machlokas Reb Meir and the Chachamim when it comes to the first kiddush yadayim v'raglayim before the tefillah. Does he first undress and then do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, which is what Reb Meir says, or does he first do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim then undress, which is what the Chachamim say? We're going to discuss soon what Rebbe holds, but the point is, therefore, because it says the word v'rochatz in between, we doubshin that it applies to both of them. Therefore, you need two kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Continues the Braisa. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon Omer Kavachomer. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon says, I have a Kavachomer that he needs to tovel, or that he needs kiddush adam raglayim rather. Uma b'makam she'en ton tvila ton kiddush, madach, where he doesn't require tvila on a daraisa level. Namely, we learned previously that we said in the Mishnah that nobody comes into the Azara for Avoida until they've toveled. But we said, Ben Azai held daraisa from a Kavachomer. Rabbi Yehuda had said it's only Dirabbanon because of Srach Tuma, in case he was Tomei, that he should remember that he was Tomei and stay away from the Bais Mikdash until he has head of Shemesh. So even where he doesn't require tevila on a daraisa level, toned kiddush, nevertheless he needs kiddush adayim raglayim, because the Torah says that before a kohen does the avoda, he has to do kiddush adayim raglayim, and if not, then he's mechalal avoda, then the avoda is no good, and he himself is chayim misa. So mokum toned tevila. So when it comes to Yom Kippur, where we're requiring the kohen gadol to tovel a bunch of times, Ein adin shaton kiddush. Wouldn't it be a kavachomer that he also requires kiddush? Now, Tosfos points out, I mean, you have a case of a person who's Tomei, who comes into the Azara, who he needs to tovel, he doesn't need kiddush adayim raglayim. The difference is there, he's not doing avoda. We're talking about somebody who comes in to do the avoda, needs kiddush adayim raglayim, and therefore kavachomer that he or where he also needs tevila, then he also needs that. Tosfos Yeshanim also points out that you can't say, well, okay, but he's doing tevila. Isn't that better than Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? No, because tevila can be in any kind of water. Kiddush Adayim Raglayim specifically has to be in water from the kiyah. So therefore, so you can't say that tevila stands in place for Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Therefore, you have a kavah chomer. But Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon continues, if you're going to say that way, Malahalam Kiddush Echad Afkan Kiddush Echad, then you're going to say, just like over there, every morning the Kohen comes to serve in the Beis Hamikdash, he only needs to do one Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, Afkan Kiddush Echad. So the same way over here, we should say he only requires one Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. So he should, but and we're saying that he needs two. So where do we know the second one from? Talmud Lomar. There he uses the pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda had used, but in a different way. The pasuk says, "Uva Aaron al oil moed. Aaron should come into the oil moed. Ufashat es bigdei abodash alavash. He should take off the linen clothing that he had worn." So the Balazs of Shimon focuses on those last words. Ma Talmud Lomar asher lavash. Why does the Torah have to specify that he had worn? Obviously, if he's taking them off, he was wearing them. Klum adam poshet elamashalavash. A person doesn't take off what he didn't already put on. So obviously, we know he was wearing those clothing. Elalahakish pshita lalavisha. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon says those words come to make a hekish between the taking off and the putting on. Ma lavisha ton kiddush. Just like when he puts on the clothing, he needs kiddush adayim raglayim, and that we learn from a kavah chomer. Afshita tone kiddush, the same way the taking off also requires kiddush. Now he's not learning from the word. Rebbe had used the word v'rochatz to teach us the kiddush adayim raglayim. Rebbe Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon doesn't agree with that. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda that pasuk is telling us about the tevila. Therefore he needs a kavah chomer to teach us the first kiddush adayim raglayim and the words asher lavash to teach us the second one. By the way, Tosfos points out a problem with that, or Tosfos and Tosfos Yeshanim point out a problem with that. There's a Gemara in Zvachim, in Perek Ezer Makoyman. Now, you know, we say Perek Ezer Makoyman every day, and, you know, it seems very glatt to us. You learn the Gemara on it, it turns out to be anything but. In the Gemara over there, you have a long and complex sugya about the issue that when it comes to Kodshim, it's not so simple if you learn one thing from another to then go and learn from that thing to something else. So the Gemara goes through all the possible permutations. If you learn one thing from a kavah chomer, can you learn another thing from it with another kavah chomer? Can you learn another thing from it with a hekesh? Can you learn another thing from it with a gzeira shava? And so forth. The Gemara goes through all 16 possible permutations, what we can and what we can't do. It's a unique rule to kodshim, though. So in this case, we have something that we're learning from a kavah chomer. Now we're trying to do a mamatzinu from it. We're trying to do a hekesh from it. And the Gemara says it's not so simple. The Gemara leaves it over there as a question. So they answer that. So the answer is they give. Yeah, and Tosfos actually mentions this earlier as well, a few blocks earlier. That concept only applies when we're learning things regarding kodshim. Here we're not talking about the kodshim themselves. We're talking about the big day kahuna that we can treat like the rest of the Torah, and we can say that if you learn something with one of your Yod-Gimel Middos, then you can apply it to something else with the same one or a different one of the Yod-Gimel Middos. The problem of doing that is only within kodshim themselves, not with big day kahuna. Okay. Anyway, so we have so the bottom line is we have three different possibilities over here. We have Rabbi Yehuda learning the toveling between the clothes from the words uva aron al oil moed ufashat verochatz. So therefore, he says that you need the tevilas. He doesn't specify so far where we're getting the kedushin from. Rebbe says that we're getting the kedushin from the words verochatz psoret b'maimus psoret elevation, which the Gemara is going to explain soon how he gets that. Why don't we say it means toveling like Rabbi Yehuda does. And then Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon says we learn the toveling he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. We learn from Uva Aaron al Oyel Moed Farshat Verochatz the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. The first one he learns from a Kavah Chomer. The second one he learns from extra words in the Pasuk Asher Lavash. Okay, so now let's analyze. We quoted the Braisa. Now let's start analyzing it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Usually when the Gemara is doing this, usually it would stick in the words Amar Mar. And there is, in fact, there is an early print of Gemara that has those words in it. But even without it, that's what it means. We're gonna do an Omar. We're gonna now analyze the Braisa. So we said Omar Rabbi Yehuda, minayim l'chomish tvilas v'asara kedushin shetoy v'koin gadol v'kadosh boi v'yayim. How do we know about the five tvilas and the ten kedushin that the koin gadol toivels and his v'kadosh on that day? Tamad loymo v'aron al oyomoyed v'rochat v'sara v'mayim v'rochim v'kadosh. Ha l'mata. So Rabbi Yehuda says, from there you learn, shekolam ashanem avoida la'avoida, that whenever he's switching from one type of avoida to the other, from the ones in the Kodesh HaKadoshim that require Big Day Lavan, to the ones outside that require Big Day Zahav, Tone Tevila, then he requires Tevila. Well, all very good. Ashkhan Big Day Lavan, the Big Day Zahav. Now that Pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda is quoting is talking about when he's changing out of the Big Day Lavan and into the Big Day Zahav, because the Pasuk is saying he comes into the Oyel Moed, which we're saying means he comes in to remove the Kaf and Machta. He comes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and removes the Kaf and Machta. Then he changes clothes, and what is he changing back into? Big Day Zahav. So we see that if he tovels, so we see he has to tovel then. Big Day Zahav, the Big Day Lavan Minayin. How do we know that he also has to tovel when he changes from Big Day Zahav to Big Day Lavan? So the Gemara says, Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, Kavu Chomer. Well, in a Braisa of the Yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, they said you can make a Kavu Chomer. Ma Big Day Zahav, She'ein Koyen Nichnas Behem Lefnai V'Lefnim, Ma Doch the gold clothes, where the Kohen Gadol does not go with them into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Tone Tevila, and we're still saying, based on the pasuk that we just quoted, that he needs to tovel before he puts them on, Dig Day Lavan, Shenichas Behem Lefnai V'Lefnim, well then the white clothes, where he does go Lefnai V'Lefnim, and it didn't, Tone Tevila, shouldn't it be a Kavachomer that he requires Tevila? And therefore, so he doesn't need a pasuk for that, unlike Reb. The problem with that, the Gemara says, Ikala Mifra, you can slug up that Kavachomer. Mal Big Day Zahav Shekain Kaparos and Meruba. How can you compare the Big Day Zahav he wears at various other times during the year, and therefore he's mechaper with them on different averis that take on many different types of averis, as opposed to the Big Day Lavan. Rashi explains the avoida that he does on Yom Kippur is only mechaper for Tumas Mikdash for Kodshim. It's mechaper strictly for the case where somebody entered the Bais Mikdash not knowing they were Tameh, or ate Kodshim not knowing they were Tameh. And then you have the Gemara at the beginning of Masechta Shavuos, the Gemara deals over there with all the permutations. If the person knew at the beginning that he was Tameh, and then he forgot, and then he ate the Kodshim and went into the Bais Mikdash, then he remembered again that he was Tameh, then he has to bring a Korban Olah V'Yored, the Korbanos and Yom Kippur are not Mechapa for him. But then you have the case where he didn't know at the beginning or the end, you have the case where he knew at the beginning but not the end, etc. So the korbanos of Yom Kippur are mechaper for one or two types of that tumas mikdash for kodesh. The as opposed to throughout the year when he brings korbanos, he's mechaper for many different types of avera. We learned in the first parak that the Kohen Gadol can do the avoda whenever he wants throughout the year, and if he does, so he can choose to bring somebody's ola or somebody's chatas or what have you, and that could be some completely different type of avera. So therefore, so the Big Day Zahav have an advantage over the Big Day Lavan. Now, Tosfos Yeshanim doesn't really like that explanation that the Kohen Gadol is mechaper for Averus of the whole year, because after all, the fact is one of the korbanos that he accomplishes, well, not korbanos, one of the things that he accomplishes while he's in Big Day Lavan is he does the vidui on the Sur La'Azazel and then sends that off. And the Sur La'Azazel is meant to cover all the Averus of the Jewish people. The Hisvado, all of us, Kol Avonus B'nei Yisrael. So therefore, in the Big Day Lavan also, he's accomplishing a kapara for many different, for all the different types of avers. So rather, what it is Tosfos Yeshanim says, it's more the fact that he wears them and does the avoda with them throughout the year. So therefore, he does the avoda with them throughout the year. Therefore, it comes out that he's being mechaper on more like this. He's mechaper one day a year on all the averas of the year, as opposed to please don't go away. We're trying to learn Torah over here. We are trying to learn Torah over here. Please go away now.
Okay, God bless you. To ask some goodness and kindness, we'll bring the Mashiach.
So, So the big day Zahav he's wearing throughout the year, and therefore he's mechaper for many more types of things throughout the year than just on Yom Kippur, where he does once a year and cleans up all the Averis of the year. So you could argue, therefore, the big day Zahav are more important than the big day Lavan. So how can you make such a Kavah Chomer? So rather, we have to say this, that you have to tovel when you go from the linen clothes, from the gold clothes back to the linen clothes. You're right, that he has to learn from the pasuk that Rebbe quotes, Sonas Bad Kodesh Yobash, and then Barachas. So this that we brought Rebbe Yehuda versus Rebbe before, it's not really a machlokas. There is a certain point of agreement between them. Rebbe is just saying that because we have extra words in the pasuk, Big Day Kodesh Haim, therefore we don't need Rebbe Yehuda's pasuk to teach us about the toveling. But when it comes to going from Big Day Zahav to Big Day Lavan, then they both agree that we have to learn it from the pasuk Sonas Bad Kodesh Yobash. Okay. Then the Braised continued, Omer Rebbe, Minayin L'chomish Tevilas V'asor Kedushin Shetovah Kohen Gadol M'kadosh Bo Yom. How do we know about the 5 Tevilas and the 10 Kedushin that the Kohen Gadol tovels and is M'kadosh on that day? Tamad Lo M'ksonis Bad Kodesh Yobash. Again, the Pasuk says you should wear a ksonis of linen, a holy ksonis of linen, and all the other four Big Dekona. And the Pasuk continues, V'rochatz. So Rebbe had said, from there you learn, Shekolam Hashanam Avoda La'Avoda, whenever he switches from one type of Avoda to the other, to Tohen Tevila, that he requires Tevila. So again, Ashkuchan Mibigdei Zohar Mibigdei Lavan. So we find then that Pasuk is referring to when he's changing from the gold clothes into the linen clothes. I mean, that Pasuk actually maybe, that Pasuk is talking about the first time he puts on the linen clothes when he's getting ready to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the first time. So we see then that he has to toivel. Where is Rebbe learning that he also has to toivel when he goes from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zahav? Tonit Ve'Rabbi Shmuel Kavah Chomer. So again, in the Braisa, in the Yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, they brought a Kavah Chomer. Ma Big Day Lavan, the opposite of the Kavah Chomer we said before, which makes Tosfos and Tosfos Yeshanim wonder. So what does Tanit Ve'Rabbi Shmuel hold? Do they hold the Big Day Zahav are more Kaddish than the Big Day Lavan or less? Before they use the Kavah Chomer, the Big Day Zahav are less important because he doesn't go with them into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Big Day Lavan are more important. Here he's going to say the other way around, the Big Day Zahav are more important because Kaparos in Merubah. Again, according to Rashi, that in Big Day Lavan he's only Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash for Kodesh, and according to Tosfos Yeshanim, that in the Big Day Lavan he's only Mechaper once a year, whereas the other ones he uses throughout the year. So Tosfos answers that what it is that Tanit Ve'Rabbi Shmuel was saying, the fact is we have 2 psukim, and the question is, why does it have to say both of them? Couldn't we have said one and learned the other one from it? And the answer is we can't, because each one has an advantage over the other. Big Day Lavan, he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Big Day Zahav, he uses for many different kaparas. Tosfos Yeshanim says it somewhat similarly, that it's... we can ask both ways. Given that we have 2 psukim, then we could understand, if we only had 1 pasuk, we would say that it only applies to that one and not the other one, because we can make the Kavah Chomer go both ways. Therefore, we need both psukim. So Tanit Ve'Rabbi Shmuel Kavah Chomer. Ma Big Day Lavan She'en Kaparos Merubah. Ma Dech the Big Day Lavan. The kapara of them is not so much, according to Rashi, because it's only Tumas Mikdash for Kodeshav. According to Tosfos Yeshanim, because he only uses it the once a year on Yom Kippur, yet to Unin Tefillah, and the Pasuk is still telling us that you have to Tovel before you put him on, Big Day Zahav Shekaparasa Merubah, well then the Big Day Zahav, where you do more Kapara with them, Ein Adin to Unin Tefillah, shouldn't it be a Kavah Chomer that they require Tefillah? And again, Ikalam Mifrach, now we can slug that up with the logic that we used in the first Braisa of Tanit Ve'Rabbi Shmuel. Ma Le Big Day Lavan Sheken Nichas Behem Lefnai V'Lefnim. The Big Day Lavan, after all, he goes with them Lefnai V'Lefnim. So Rebbe can't learn from that Kavah Chomer. So the answer is Hainir Kotani V'Oyim Big Day Kodesh Haim V'Rochatz Pesorah B'Mayim Olaveisham. That is why Rebbe has to continue and say that since the pasuk continues Big Day Kodesh Haim, they are holy clothes V'Rochatz Pesorah B'Mayim. He should wash himself in water and olaveisham and put them on. Therefore, that is why Rebbe says that's why we need those words, Big Day Kodesh Hei. So in other words, so he wouldn't be able to learn that when you're going to, Bigdei Zahav, you need Tovling, because the Kal Vachomer that we tried to use for that is flawed. So therefore he needs a Pasuk to tell us that. So in other words, in short, Rabbi Yehuda had learned from his Pasuk that you have to Tovel when you need to go to, when you're going to Bigdei Zahav. Then we said, so how does he learn Bigdei Lavan? And we said he learns it from Rebbe's Pasuk. Meanwhile, Rebbe holds the fact that the Pasuk that he quoted, that Rebbe Yehuda quoted, we're going to say soon, is actually talking about Kiddush Adayim Raglai. So he needs his own Pasuk to teach us Tvila from when you're going to Bigdei Lavan. As far as Bigdei Zahav, since he can't learn it with a Kal Vachomer either, then he needs to learn it from Bigdei Kodesh Hem.
Bigdei Kodesh Hem, it says only for Bigdei Lavan?
Only for the Bigdei Lavan. So that's what Rebbe is saying. Those words teach us a hekesh between all the different begadim that the Kohen Gadol wears that day, that all of them require tevila before that. Yeah. So according to Rebbe Yehuda, we have two different psukim. We have one pasuk, Uvo Aaron al Oyel Moed, that teaches us that he has to tovel before he changes into Bigdei Zahav. And we have another one, Bigdei Kodesh Heim V'Rochatz, that tells us that he has to do the same thing before Bigdei Lavan. Rebbe says from Bigdei Kodesh and Berochatz, we learn that he has to tovel before he changes into the white ones. And from the words, Bigdei Kodesh Heim, we learn by a hekesh that he has to do the same thing for the Bigdei Zahav. The point is that Rabbi Yehuda had used the words Va Aaron al Oyel Moed, and then it says Berochatz, to teach us about the toveling when he goes to the white clothes. Rebbe is not learning from that pasuk, because as the Gemara is going to go on to say soon, he's learning from that the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. So then the Bigdei Kodesh Heim, Berochatz B'Sonas B'Mayim Olaveshem, V'Chomesh Avodas Heim. So again, now the Braisa continued. Now there are five Avodas. Now this part, of course, both Rebbe and Rabbi Yehuda agree to, because everybody agrees there are five Avodas on the paper. Tomet Shoshacha B'Bigdei Zahav, the Tomet Shoshacha in the gold clothes, Avodas Hayoyim B'Bigdei Lavan, the Avodas Hayoyim, the vidui, the shechtin, the power, the hagrola, etc., takes place in Bigdei Lavan. Eloi ve'elo on the Bigdei Zahav, his ram and the ram of the people go in Bigdei Zahav. Kaf u'machta b'Bigdei Lavan, he takes out the kaf and machta wearing the white clothes. Tomet Shoben Abayim Bigdei Zahav, and the afternoon tomet in the Bigdei Zahav. And the Braisa had continued. It's a bit unusual over here what the Gemara is doing, that's quoting the Braisa word for word. Usually the Gemara will just quote like a line or a phrase or whatever from the Braisa, and then we know the rest of it, and then we're going to analyze it. Yeah, it's unusual over here that the Gemara is actually writing out the entire Braisa again. Anyway, how do we know that every tvila requires two kiddushin? Again, we said because it says verochatz between ufashat, he should take off, and the lavash that he should put on. So we see that he needs a kiddush adayim raglayim between. So he needs a kiddush adayim raglayim in connection with the ufashat, and a kiddush adayim raglayim in connection with the velavash. So I asked, what do you mean? How do you learn kiddush adayim raglayim for that? That pasuk is talking about tvila. Verochatz es psore b'mayim, verochatz b'mayim es psore, means that he has to tovel, because psore means his entire body, which is what you do when you tovel. Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is only his hands and feet. So how are we learning Kiddush Adayim Raglayim for that? So the answer is, ena inin l'tvila, given that you don't need it for tvila, the Naftalim, the Bigdei Kodesh Heim. Rebbe said, we already learned that he has to tovel between changes of clothes from Bigdei Kodesh Heim. Again, that he has to do that before Bigdei Lavan, we learned because the Pasuk explicitly says Barachatz, that he has to do it before Bigdei Zahav, we learned from the Hekesh of the words Bigdei Kodesh Heim. So we already know that he has to tovel between one set of clothes and the other. Therefore, Tneu Inyan, the Kiddush, therefore instead apply it to Kiddush. We have this a general thing that we often have in the Gemara, when we have a pasuk which we don't need to teach us something what it says on the face of it, what it says on a pshat level, because we already know that from someplace else, then we take that pasuk and use it for it to learn from it something that is related to that. So in this case, not tvila, but rather kiddush. So the question is, so why does the Torah have to go the long way around? Say verochatz as psore b'mayim, verochatz b'mayim as psore. And then we have to understand that it means kiddush. Why does it just say straight out the rochatz yodav v'raglav, or whatever the lashon should be? The answer is Hok Mashmalon. Yes, but what the Pasuk wants to tell us, the Tvila Kiddush, that the Tvila and the Kiddush are similar as follows. The Tvila is similar to the Kiddush. Ma Kiddush, B'makom Kodesh, the Kiddush and Raglaim has to take place in a holy place. And we know that because the Pasuk says in it, B'makom Kodesh. So therefore, after tefila, b'makom kodesh, the same way, all the following tefilas. Now, the first tefila, we said, doesn't have to be in the kodesh area. Rashi says, because that first tefila is not daraisa, although that's Mephoshim have a hard time with that, because what do you mean? We said before that there were halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that there were five tefilas on Yom Kippur. So all of them are on an equal level. So maybe it actually means that we don't learn it from this pasuk because we said it's really only, it's only a takana derabanan, and therefore fine. The Torah is telling us he has to do it. So if it hadn't been for that gzera derabanan, he would have had to do it anyway. But like this now, he's doing it as a gzera derabanan, that when a person is coming into the azara to do the avodah, he has to toggle. But we're not learning it from the pasuk, unlike the other four. Tosfos earlier, a couple of blot earlier, learns differently. They say it's not that some are daraisa and some are not. All of them are daraisa. But the first one, it's more logical. He hasn't yet put on the big day kahuna to become holy for that day. And we're going to say soon that Kiddush Adayim Raglayim generally takes place with wearing the big day kahuna. Then therefore, it's more logical that at that point he tovels in the choil area. And only after he's put on the big day kahuna for the first time, then he can start toveling in the kodesh area. So it's just like kiddush has to be makom kodesh after tvila, but makom kodesh the same way the four tvilas that he does after the first one, all those have to be in a makom kodesh. So that's what we learn from the fact that it says verochatz as psora b'mayim. But according to Rebbe, in fact, even though that pasuk sounds like it's talking about tvila, in fact it's talking about kiddush adayim raglayim. Okay. So now the question is Rabbi Yehuda kiddush. Okay, so now we've gone through as follows. So we've established that Rabbi Yehuda is learning that one type of tvila from the pasuk. He's learning both of them from psukim, actually. The two psukim that refer to the Kohen Gadol washing himself. Rabbi Yehuda holds that both of them refer to tevila. So one is talking about going from Big Day Zahav to Big Day Lavan, and the other was talking about the other way around. Rebbe, meanwhile, is saying that one of those psukim actually refers to Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. And in fact, both Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, because the word Verochatz is between Ofashat and the Lavash. So according to him, we're learning we're learning one tefillah from a pasuk, and the other one we're learning from the extra from one verochatz. The fact that you do the tefillah the other way around when you're going in the opposite direction, that he learns from the words big day kodesh heim, and the kiddush adayim raglayim he learns from the second verochatz. So now, okay, so that takes care of Rebbe's opinion. So now we have, according to Rebbe, we have everything we need. We have the tefillahs and we have the kiddush adayim raglayim. What about Rabbi Yehuda Kiddush Menalei? What about where is Rabbi Yehuda learning Kiddush Adayim Raglayim for? The answer is Nafgalim, the Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. He learns it from the same place as Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon does, which we said on Amud Aleph. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon makes Kavah Choyim. That Madaf, we said, when a person does not have to tovel Daraisa before he starts doing the Avodah, only Dirabanan does he have to, because he holds, like Rabbi Yehuda a few blocks ago, that only Dirabanan is it Srach Tvila, it's only as a Gzeira Dirabanan that he has to tovel in case he was Tomei from before, he needs to remember that. According to Rabbi Yehuda, then the Tvila is not Daraisa, and yet he has to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. So on Yom Kippur, where the Tevilah is Daraisa, how much more so Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon says he needs Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? Fine, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with that Svara, therefore he gets the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim from there. He doesn't need a pasuk for it. Okay. So that's that. So that covers all of, the different opinions. Now, the Omer of Chista, Hoder Rebbe, Makkum Medira Meir, U Makkum Medira Bonner. You should know, says Rav Chista, that Rebbe's opinion about the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is a third opinion that doesn't agree with Reb Meir and doesn't agree with the Chacham. Makka mi literally means, it actually says mutzes hi, it's taken out from what Reb Meir says. In other words, there's no way that Rebbe can agree with Reb Meir or the Chachamim. He represents a third opinion about the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, namely like this. We had before Reb Meir and the Chachamim arguing. Reb Meir saying the first Kiddush Adayim Raglayim takes place after the Kohen takes off the clothes. The second one takes place when he's already dressed in the new clothes. The Chum say both of them take place when he's dressed. The Chum say the first one is he's dressed, then he does Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, then he undresses and goes and toivels, then he gets dressed, does the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. So now, we have to say that Rebbe necessarily is disagreeing with the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon say that he does the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim when he's still wearing the clothes, the first one, whereas Rebbe, who was learning from the word, where is Rebbe learning the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? From the words Verochatz. And he's saying, because it says Verochatz between Ufoshat and Velovash, that means that it applies to both of them. Well, that means he says it has to go in that order. It has to be Ufoshat, and only it has to be Ufoshat, and only then Verochatz. Then he does the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, and then he toivels, and then Verochatz again, and then Velovash. So according to Rebbe, it would come out that he has to do the first Kiddush after he undresses. Rebbe says, in effect, that he has to do the Kiddush after he undresses, because he says that we're learning the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim from the word Verochatz, which is after Ufasha. So therefore, so Rebbe cannot agree with Rechachamim, or Maptam did a mayor. He also disagrees with a mayor. The either a mayor Omar Hach Kiddush Basrach Sholovish Makadish. Rebbe Meir says that the second Kiddush, Rebbe Meir at least agrees that the second Kiddush takes place when he's already dressed. On that point, he doesn't argue with the Chachamim, the Yomak, Shul Poshim Makadish. Rebbe is saying that no, he does the second Kiddush also before he gets dressed. Because again, he's learning from the fact that it says Verochatz, which he says means Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, and then Velovash. So therefore, it means that he, according to him, you do the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, and then you get dressed. So it comes out we have three opinions. According to the Chachamim, all 10 Kiddushim take place when he's dressed. According to the mayor, 5 of them take place when he's undressed. All the ones before each tevila take place when he's undressed, and the ones after each tevila take place when he's dressed. And according to Rebbe, all 10 of them take place when he's undressed. Which, by the way, I mean, we said before that the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim has to be Makom Kaddish. Tosfos Yeshanim pointed out in the Gemara before on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis that necessarily, obviously, he can't go into the Azara undressed. So it means he would cover himself with something. He'd cover himself with a robe or a towel or whatever, and he'd go do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. The point is, dressed means dressed in Bigdei Kohanah. Undressed means not in Bigdei Kohanah, but covering himself with something else. Okay. However, Amar of Acha by Yaakov, Rav Acha bar Yaakov disagrees with Rav Chista. He says, "Hakol modim kiddush sheni shaloi b'shvach hakaf hakadosh." No, even Rebbe would agree that the kiddush adayim raglayim that takes place after the tevila, that has to be that he first gets dressed and then does kiddush adayim raglayim. In other words, Rebbe is going to agree. Everybody's going to agree. The Chachamim and Rav Meir and Rebbe that kiddush has to take place as close as possible to the next avodah that he's going to do. My timer, the Amakra, because the pasuk says Oy b'gishtam elam izbeach, that where they have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim when they come into the oil mode, or when they approach the mizbeach, meaning to do avoda. So therefore, we learn from that, since it says when they approach the mizbeach, misha ena mechusar ela gisha. When do you have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? When the only thing after that that's left to do is to approach the mizbeach and start doing the avoda. As opposed to, in this case, we'd say he has to get dressed and then he has to approach the Mizbeach, then the Pasuk is implying by the words Oy Begishtam that it's not so, that therefore, so according to Acha bar Yaakov, even Rebbe would agree that the second Kiddush, which has to be before he does the next Avodah, that would have to be right before he does that next Avodah, therefore after he gets dressed. Yeah, the Gemara in many places in Shas uses similar drushes. When the Torah tells us a certain verb, it means only that verb, not that you need something else. An example of it is in Masechta Sota, which we're learning now for Sfira, which it talks about over there earlier on about writing the scroll for the Sota over there. That he can't write it and then cut it down to size, because the pasuk says v'chasa v'nasa, and he has to write it and then he has to mocha, whatever, he has to erase it into the me'amorim, so there can't be anything else between them. Okay. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov disagrees with Rav Chista, and he says there are only two opinions over here, the Chachamim and Rav Meir. Rebbe would agree with Rav Meir. Rebbe would say that, like Rav Meir, fine, the first Kiddush Adayim Raglayim takes place after he undresses, but the second one has to take place after he's dressed, because it has to take place right adjacent to the avodah that he's going to do. Amalei Rav Acha b'Rei Rav L'Rav Ashi. You should know Loy Rav Chista Islay D'Rav Acha v'Loy Rav Acha Islay D'Rav Chista. Necessarily, you have to say that Rav Chista cannot agree with Rav Acha by Yaakov, and vice versa, Rav Acha by Yaakov cannot agree with Rav Chista. You can't say, in other words, that Rav Chista would be saying Rebbe holds that he does a Kiddush Adayim Raglayim when he's undressed, and Rav Acha by Yaakov is saying, but he also has to do another Kiddush Adayim Raglayim after he gets dressed, because that has to be when he's only Mechusav Gisha. If you were going to say that, Dim Ken, the Rebbe, have a little Chamesa Kiddushin, then according to Rebbe, you would wind up with 15 Kiddushin, and we know that there were only 10. That's how we said before, Allah HaMesh Mesina, there were only 10. So necessarily, we have to understand Rebbe's opinion, either like Rav Chista or like Rav Acha by Yaakov, but not both. So either he holds, like Rav Chista says, that the second Kiddush Adayim Raglayim takes place when he's still undressed, after he comes out of the mikveh, or he holds like Rav Acha by Yaakov, that one takes place after he's dressed, but not both. Because if it was both, then you would have too many Kiddushin. Then you'd have to have three Kiddushin, according to Rebbe, then it would come out. You'd have one before he tovels, one after he tovels, and one after he gets dressed, and multiplied by three, multiplied by five tefillos, would be 15 Kiddushin, and we know that he only had 10 Kiddushin. Okay. The Mishnah continues, Heviu Elois HaTomid, they brought him the Korban Tomid, Krotzai, and somebody else finished the Shechita. So what is my krotze? What does this word krotze mean? It's an expression of killing. So it means, in other words, he shechts the animal, but he doesn't do the full shechita, as Gemara is going to say soon. He only does the minimum amount that's necessary to make it a kosher shechita. Because, as we said, he also has to do the Kabbalah, and if he does the entire shechita, he's not going to have the time. He's not going to have the time to go and grab the mizrach. Remember, all avodas have to be done with your right hand also. So he has to shecht with his right hand, and he also needs to do the mizrach with his right hand. He's not going to be able to grab the mizrach fast enough to receive all the dama nefesh. Therefore, he does most of the shechita, but the blood hasn't really started gushing out yet. Then somebody else finishes the shechita, and then he can collect the blood in the mizrach. So, Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, Maikra, where is a posik that we see that the word krotzai refers to killing? You have a posik in Yirmiya. It's an aftoda of Parshas Bo. Eglo yifefia Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is like a beautiful calf. Keretz mitzofen bava. The keretz is coming from the north. So my mashma. Where do we see in that pasuk that the word keretz means killing? The answer is kinematagram Targum Rabbi Yosef, as Rabbi Yosef teaches it. Now it's actually not Rabbi Yosef's Targum. It's actually Targum Yonas and Ben Uziel on Nevi'im. But Rabbi Yosef was an expert in the Targum. One reason it says is because he was blind, therefore he couldn't learn Torah Shebichsav, because Torah Shebichsav, you can only learn Bichsav, not Baal Peh. And so therefore he had to learn by heart, and therefore he became an expert in the Targum, which is part of Torah Baal Peh, and therefore he could learn it by heart. Anyway, so he translates, Malka Yoy Hab Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was a beautiful kingdom. Amim and Katolim, Mitzipuna, Yaisin Allah, but killing nations, murderous nations from the north are going to come against it, meaning Nebuchadnezzar and his army, because Yirmiyahu and also Yechezkel give nevuahs about how Nebuchadnezzar is going to conquer Mitzrayim and completely take it apart. So we see that the word keretz means to kill. And by the way, in the worth mentioning over here, there's the Haftorah books that Kahas published about 25 years ago. The first edition of them, they had a typo in there. They put the word Keren in the Haftorah, Parshas Bo, instead of Keretz. They fixed it in the next edition. But if you ever use that one for that Haftorah, then keep an eye out for that. Okay, so that's what it means. In other words, that the Kohen Gadol would shech the end. Krotze Bekama, when we say that he shechted it, how much of the shechita does he do? Ama Ula Berov Shnayim. Ula says all he has to do is the majority of both pipes. That's the minimum amount that you need for a shechita of an animal to be kosher. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yechanan Berov Shnayim. Rabbi Yechanan said the same thing, that it means the majority of both pipes. V'as Rish Lakish Sava Berov Shnayim. Rish Lakish also, we know, holds that, even though he didn't say it explicitly, because the Amar Rish Lakish, V'chein Me'acha Shishaninu, Ruba shel echad kamayu. Given that we learned in a Mishnah that you have to shecht the two pipes of an animal, and shechting the majority of any pipe is the equivalent of shechting the whole thing. Lama sheninu roiv echad ba'oif roiv shnayim ba'hema. So why do we need to also learn in that Mishnah that if you shecht most of one pipe in a bird, or most of both pipes in an animal, then the shechita is kosher? Once we know that rubik kukoloi, then we obviously know that. So the fish shenu, the reason why we need to be told that, since we learn in our Mishnah in Yuma, that he shechts the korban tamid, somebody else finishes the shtita al yodoy, which we said al yodoy can either mean on his behalf or right after him. The kibbalas adam v'zrok, right? And then the kohen gadol receives the blood and sprinkles it. Yochol loy meirak yehei posel. You would think that if the shchita was not finished off by this other person, maybe it would be posel. So the Gemara interjects into what Rish Lakish is saying. What do you mean? Yochol loy meirak yehei posel. Im kain hab yomay avoyde ba'achet. If you were to say that the shchita necessarily has to be finished by somebody else, it would mean without that the shchita is possible, and we know it can't be that way because we know that the entire avodah of Yom Kippur or Tnan or Tanya, really it's a braisa, kol avodas Yom Kippurim enin kshiras el aboy. All the avodas of Yom Kippur are kosher only if the kohen gadol does them. So therefore, necessarily you have to say that the finishing off of the shchita is not considered an avod, is not considered something that would be ma'akir. So how could Rish Lakish even have a Hava Amina that from our Mishnah would imply that if you didn't do Mirak, then it should be possible? So the answer is, okay, Hachakamar, Yochol Yed Possum Dirabbanon. Fine, you would think that it would be possible Dirabbanon, because after all, the whole purpose of the Shchita is to do the Kabbalah Saddam. If you don't do a full Shchita, if you don't go through the entire pipes and cut also the jugular veins in the neck over there, the arteries and the veins, then you're not going to get very much blood out. So you would think that maybe Rube Shal Echad Kamoihu, says Rish Lakish, maybe that applies only to Chulin. Maybe by Kodshim you do need to shech through the whole thing. Therefore, that is why we needed a Mishnah in Chulin to tell us that always roiv of one pipe by a bird or roiv of two by an animal is kosher, meaning even by Kodshim that still applies. So because we have two statements about that. One Rubei Shalach Kamoyu, and one that you need most of one pipe in an animal and one in a bird. So Rish Lakish is telling us, that tells us one of them applies to Chulin and one of them applies to Kodshim. And that clarifies our Mishnah, that even though our Mishnah says, Merak Acha Shchit Al Yodai, don't think that without that Merak, it would be possible to Daraisa or even Dirabbanon. It's not, it would be kosher. So then, so if there's not even a psul dirabanan, unless you finish it off, lomali b'marek, then why do you need to finish off the shchita? Why does somebody need to finish it? And the answer is mitzvah l'marek, because the mitzvah to finish off the shchita, this way you can get out all the blood properly. But it's true that if you only shechted roiv echad ba'oif, roiv shnayim b'behema, even if you didn't cut through the rest of those two pipes, and even if you didn't cut through the arteries and the veins, nevertheless the shchita would still be kosher. Which Tosfos points out that when you have two people doing it, you would think that if you have somebody else finishing off, it looks like shahia. Nevertheless, we're saying that still there's a mitzvah, that there's still a mitzvah to do that. So because we want to receive all the blood. This that we're saying that the Kohen Gadol has to do all of the avodah. So we discussed before actually that what it is Tosfos says, since after all we're saying that even if loy mirak, then it's still kosher. So it comes out therefore this other person who's finishing it is not in any way doing an avodah. Therefore, we can't say, when we say that the whole avodah of Yom Kippur is kosher only if the Kohen Gadol does it, then it means, in other words, we have no problem with somebody else doing this mira, because not considered an avodah. Mipnimis in Yonim, there's an idea that Rebbe once talked about, that when we say that kol avodah shriyam akapurim enu ksheira salabod, there's a couple of angles on it. First of all, in Kundras in Yonish al Teres Achsidus, that Rebbe once pointed out, when you think about it, it means that not only the avodahs that are specialty in Kippur have to be done by the Kohen Gadol, it means all the avodahs. We learned before, Machalokas Rishonim, fine, maybe there are certain avodahs, maybe Turmas Adeshim, the Kohen doesn't have to do because that's done at night. Maybe preparing the lamps of Menorah, the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to do. Maybe not preparing the lamps of the menorah, that we said in the Mishnah he does have to, but cleaning out the ashes and the burnt ashes and then oil, whatever, from the menorah, maybe somebody else could do that. But for the most part, it means, in other words, that even the avodas of the korban tamid is brought every other day of the year also, and still the Kohen Gadol has to do it on Yom Kippur. That means, in other words, all of those things on Yom Kippur go up sort of to a higher level where now they have to be done by the Kohen Gadol, and if not, then they're possible. Applying that, that Rebbe talks about in Kundras and Yonashal Torah Achsidus, in the same way, now Yom Kippur is when the Yechida Shem Nefesh is revealed, which is why the Kohen Gadol is going alone into the Kodesh HaKadoshim over there. Therefore, it reflects the idea that when you have Torah Achsidus, that illuminates not just itself, but all the other areas of Torah and brings them to a higher level. In a different sikha that Rebbe once talked about. No, you're thinking of Kundras Amayim. There's many Kundrasim from the Rebbe Rasham. Kundras Amayim, Kundras Etzachayim, etc. Kundras in Yonash Al Teres Achsidus is from our Rebbe. Another point also that Rebbe once made in a sikha to the support to the financial supporters of Tom Chetzmimim is what we're saying is when on the one hand you need big dezal when you're serving outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you need to use the gold that you have to enhance the avoda but on the other hand when you're going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when you're going on a higher level of avoda, you're alone with the Eibishter, then you only have big dezal. Then everybody is equal. The rich and the poor are equal over there, and everybody has only big day love on over there, reflecting the idea that the Kohen Gadol wears that the Kohen Gadol exclusively has to do the avodah on Yom Kippur, and he's davka wearing big day love on when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Well, love on is white, right? So it means that it's the four linen clothes that he wears to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Okay. Shukriya, everyone.
Thank you very much. Wonderful day.